अभागिरी वरदारी, कुंजा बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरि वरदारी, यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी। यशोदा नंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरदारी, कुंजा बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरिवरदारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी। यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरवन चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंजा बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरि वरदारी। कुंजा बिहारी गोपी जन वल्लभा गिरि वरदारी। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम हरे हरे। कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम राम हरे हरे। जय प्रभुपाद जय प्रभुपाद जय शिला प्रभुपाद। नमः ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत श्रीमती हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस अभयचरण अरविंद भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिला प्रभुपाद की, श्रीमद्भागवत की, अनंत कोटि वैष्णव भक्त बृंद की, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू श्री गुरु एंड श्री गौरंगा। हरे कृष्ण। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर नंबर 1 टेक्स्ट नंबर 22। दिस इज अ प्रोज वर्ड, सो आई विल जस्ट रीड इट लाइक दैट। मनुरपि परेणैवम् प्रसीदन्ति मनोरथाः, सुरसी वरुणात्मनत्माजम् अखिलधरामण्डलस्थितिगुप्तये अस्थाप्या स्वयमिति विषमविषयविषजलादयस्य उपरराम। मरुनपि परेणैवम् प्रतिसधन्ति मनोरथाः, సురసి వరను మాతేన మజమఖిల ధర మండల స్థితి గుప్తయ అస్తప్య స్వయం అతి విషమ విషయ విష జలాదయస్య ఉపర రామ మనురపి పరేణేవం ప్రతిసదంతి మనోరథాః సురశ్రీ వరానుమతేనాత్మజం అఖిల ధర మండల స్థితి గుప్తయా అస్థాప్య స్వయమతి విషమ విషయ విషయ విష జలాదయస్య ఉపర రామ వర్డ్ టు వర్డ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ మను స్వయంభూ మను అపి ఆల్సో పరేణ బై లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మ ఏవం ప్రతిసిధంతి ధిధ ప్రసిధిధ ఎక్సిక్యూటెడ్ మనరథ హిజ్ మెంటల్ ఆస్పిరేషన్ సుర రిసివర ఆఫ్ ది గ్రేట్ సేజ్ నారద అనుమతేన బై ద పర్మిషన్ ఆత్మజం హిస్ సన్ అఖిల ఆఫ్ ది ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్ ధరామండల ఆఫ్ ప్లానెట్స్ స్థితి మెయింటెనెన్స్ గుప్తయే ఫర్ ద ప్రొటెక్షన్ అస్థాప్య ఎస్టాబ్లిషింగ్ స్వయం పర్సనలీ అతి విషమ వెరీ డేంజరస్ విషయ మెటీరియల్ అఫేర్స్ విష ఆఫ్ పాయిజన్ జలాశయ ఓషన్ ఆశయ ఫ్రమ్ డిజైర్స్ ఉపర రామ గాడ్ రిలీఫ్ ట్రాన్స్లేషన్ అండ్ పర్పట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ అభయ చరణారవింద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాదకి స్వయంభూ మను విత్ ది అసిస్టెన్స్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మ డస్ ఫుల్ఫిల్డ్ హిస్ డిజైర్స్ విత్ ద పర్మిషన్ ఆఫ్ ది గ్రేట్ సేజ్ నారద హీ డెలివర్డ్ హిస్ సన్ ది గవర్నమెంటల్ రెస్పాన్సిబిలిటీస్ ఫర్ మెయింటైనింగ్ అండ్ ప్రొటెక్టింగ్ ఆల్ ద ప్లానెట్స్ ఆఫ్ ద యూనివర్స్ హీ డస్ అచీవ్డ్ రిలీఫ్ ఫ్రమ్ ది మోస్ట్ డేంజరస్ పాయిజనస్ ఓషన్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ డిజైర్స్ అతి విషమ విషయ విష జలాదయాశయ సచ్ అ డేంజరస్ టర్మ్ హీ యూస్డ్ హియర్ పర్పట్ బై హిస్ డివైన్ గ్రేస్ అభయ చరణ అరవింద భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ స్వయంభువ మను వాస్ ప్రాక్టికలీ హోప్లెస్ బికాస్ సచ్ అ గ్రేట్ పర్సనాలిటీ యాజ్ నారద వాజ్ ఇన్స్ట్రక్టింగ్ హిస్ సన్ ప్రియవ్రత నాట్ టు యాక్సెప్ట్ హౌస్ హోల్డ్ లైఫ్ నౌ హీ వాస్ వెరీ ప్లీజ్డ్ దట్ లార్డ్ బ్రహ్మ హ్యాడ్ గవర్నమెంట్ ఆఫ్ ది యూనివర్స్ ఫ్రమ్ భగవద్గీత వీ గెట్ ద ఇన్ఫర్మేషన్ దట్ వైవస్వత మను వాస్ ది సన్ ఆఫ్ ది సన్ గాడ్ అండ్ దట్ హిస్ సన్ మహారాజా ఇక్ష్వాకు రూల్డ్ దిస్ ప్లానెట్ ఎర్త్ స్వయంభువ మను హవెవర్ అపియర్స్ టు హ్యావ్ బీన్ ఇన్ చార్జ్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్ అండ్ హీ ట్రస్టెడ్ హిస్ సన్ మహారాజ్ ప్రియవ్రత ది రెస్పాన్సిబిలిటీ ఆఫ్ మెయింటైనింగ్ అండ్ ప్రొటెక్టింగ్ ఆల్ ది ప్లానిటరీ సిస్టమ్స్ ధరామండల మీన్స్ ప్లానెట్ దిస్ ఎర్త్ ఫర్ ఇన్స్టెన్స్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ధరామండల అఖిల హవెవర్ మీన్స్ ఆల్ ఆర్ యూనివర్సల్ ఇట్ ఈస్ దేర్ ఫర్ డిఫికల్ట్ టు అండర్స్టాండ్ వేర్ మహారాజ్ ప్రియవ్రత వాజ్ సిచ్యువేటెడ్ బట్ ఫ్రమ్ దిస్ లిటరేచర్ హిస్ పొజిషన్ సర్టన్లీ అపియర్స్ గ్రేటర్ దెన్ దట్ ఆఫ్ వైవశ్వత మను ఫర్ హీ వాజ్ ఇంట్రెస్టెడ్ విత్ ఆల్ ది ప్లానరీ సిస్టమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్ అనదర్ సిగ్నిఫికెంట్ స్టేట్మెంట్ ఈస్ దట్ స్వయంభువ మను టుక్ గ్రేట్ సాటిస్ఫాక్షన్ ఫ్రమ్ అబ్నేటింగ్ ద రెస్పాన్సిబిలిటీ ఆఫ్ రూలింగ్ ఆల్ ది ప్లానిటరీ సిస్టమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద యూనివర్స్ అట్ ప్రజెంట్ పొలిటీషియన్స్ ఆర్ వెరీ ఈగర్ టు టేక్ చార్జ్ ఆఫ్ ది గవర్నమెంట్ and they engage their men in canvassing from door to door to get votes to win the post from President or a similar exalted office. On the contrary, however, herein we find that King Priyavrata had to be persuaded by Lord Brahma to accept the post of emperor of the entire universe. Similarly, his father Swayambhu Manu felt relieved to entrust the universal government to Priyavrata. This is evident that the kings and executive heads of the government in the Vedic age never accepted their positions for sense enjoyment. Such exalted kings, who were known as Rajarshis, ruled only to maintain and protect the kingdom for the welfare of citizens. The history of Priyavrata and Swayambhu Manu describes how exemplary responsible monarchs perform the duties of government with disinterest, keeping themselves always aloof from the contamination of material attachment. Material affairs have herein compared to the ocean of poison. They have been described in a similar way by Narottama Dasa Thakur in one of his songs. Samsara visanale divanishi hiyajwale judaite na koi upai. My heart is always burning in the fire of material existence, and I have made no provisions for getting out of it. Golokera premadhana harinama sankirtana ratina janmilo kene dai. The only remedy is harinam sankirtana, the chanting of Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, which is imported from the spiritual world Goloka Vrindavan. How unfortunate I am that I have no attraction for this. Manu wanted to seek shelter at the lotus feet of the Lord, and therefore when his son Priyavrata took charge of his worldly affairs, Manu was very relieved. That is the system of Vedic civilization. At the end of life, one must free himself from worldly affairs and completely engage in the service of the Lord. The word Surasivara Anumatena is also significant. Manu entrusted the government to his son with permission of the great sage Narada. This is particularly mentioned because although Narada wanted Priyavrata to be free from all material affairs, when Priyavrata took charge of the universe by request of Lord Brahma and Manu, Narada was also pleased. 23rd translation also we will read. Following the order of Supreme Personality of Godhead, Maharaj Priyavrata fully engaged in worldly affairs, yet he always thought of the lotus feet of the Lord, which are cause of liberation from all material attachments. Although Priyavrata Maharaj was completely freed from all material contamination, he ruled the material world just to honor the orders of his superiors. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshuram Nilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raguna Dhanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padham Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanitamscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Shri Mate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Nitinamine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadhi Paschatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadhanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvise Namaha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesa Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Brindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौरभक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे श्रीगुरुं दीनतारिणं। हरे कृष्ण सीकिंग दि ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल द डिवोटीज टू स्पीक सम मीनिंगफुल वर्ड्स ऑन दिस ब्यूटिफुल श्लोकास ऑफ श्रीमद् भागवतम। सो टुडे वी सी हियर that Narada Muni was preaching to son of Swayambhuva Manu. When we were staying in voice base, there was a term for preachers called strong GS preachers who would preach about becoming a brahmachari. GS is Gauranga Sabha, means devotees who would like to join brahmachari ashram. So one of such devotees was Krishnananda Prabhu, who was always preaching that you should become a brahmachari, don't waste your life. So one of our congregation devotees, Vyasacharya Prabhu, was telling him, Krishnananda Prabhu, you are telling become Brahmachari, but most of our Brahajans are Grihasthas. So then Krishnananda Prabhu said, don't forget that Kumaras are four. So then Vyasacharya Prabhu said, Prabhu, all are Grihasthas means wife and husband together. So still the Mahajans, Grihasthas are in majority. So they were going back and forth like that. So this is strong GS preacher. Narada Muni was one such kind of a strong brahmachari preacher. Wherever he would go, he would preach them to take them to saintly order of life. So here Narada did the same thing. He was preaching to Priyavrat that you should leave the worldly affairs and become a brahmachari, become a renunciate. So Swayambhu Manu was very disturbed that, I want to leave the house to take the shelter of lotus feet of the Lord and my son is not going now, so what should I do? See, when every jiva has their own particular opinion, their own particular desire, it is not wrong to have our desires, but all our desires should culminate at the lotus feet of Krishna. Everybody should desire to serve Krishna in whatever different ways they want to. Here Swayambhu Manu wants to leave the house to reach Krishna. Recently, I was talking to one businessman who owns 4,000 crores. So he was telling me that this business world is so difficult, so entangling. Then I was actually, before talking to him, I was just mentioning about him, the four orders of the ashrama and varna. So he was telling, what you said, vanaprastha? Actually, I want to do that. I want to take vanaprastha now. I am so fed up, he was telling. So this was the case of Swayambhu Manu also. He took responsibility and he was doing it nicely, but now he wants to leave it and take to vanaprastha life. Why? Because he wants to reach the lotus feet of the Lord. So in contrary to this, we see in Ramayana, when Dasaratha Maharaj was taking care of his four sons very wonderfully, one day Vishwamitra comes and he tells Dasaratha Maharaj that I want your elder son. Kakapakshadharav virav jeshtamme datumarhasi Ramaha Satya Parakramaha Aham Vedmi Mahatmanaha. He says, I know Lord Rama is a very great soul. Satya Parakramaha, he has lot of Parakrama. Jeshtamme Datumarhasi, give your elder son to me. Dasaratha Maharaj did not want to give Lord Ramachandra because his desire was to stay in the association of Rama and serve Rama. So that was also a very wonderful spiritual desire. He says, Purna Sodasa Varshome Ramaha Rajiva Lochanaha Ya Yuddha Tamasmi Pashyami Saharakshasai. He says, my son is not even 16 years. Because in the Vedic scriptures, it is mentioned that 16 years is the age to go for fighting. But my Lord Rama is still 12 years only. And you are asking, Ramaha Rajiva Lochanaha is lotus-like Lord. Rajiva Lochanaha. He says that in the night, the lotus comes back. And only in the morning, it blossoms. So he is saying, you are going to fight with Rakshasas who are Nisacharas, who fight in the night, and my Lord Rama, as soon as it dawns, he sleeps. So what is the use of taking him there? So he was persuading him not to take Lord Ramachandra to Aranya, just because he wants to be in the association of Lord Ramachandra. And yesterday, Sri Gaur Charan Prabhu was mentioning in his class about how Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to go to Vrindavan, but he heard the words of Sachimata and he stayed back in Puri. So in this case of Swayambhuva Manu, in Dasaratha, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or even when Raghunath Das Goswami wanted to leave the house, Lord Chaitanya said, no, you stay there and time will come. So he stayed back in the house. All these cases we see that everybody had one desire to reach the lotus feet of the Lord, serve Krishna, be in the association of their guru. But all of them did one right thing, which is they heard the words of their superiors, their spiritual master and their seniors. So this is what here Priyavrata Maharaj is also doing. A disciple means he should be surrendered. Surrendered means he should have these two very wonderful qualities, that he should be flexible. A disciple has to be flexible and he should be moldable by his spiritual master. We should not be rigid in our opinions. We may have our opinions, but we should not be rigid. When we are given a service, when a service is in need, when our spiritual master, when our superiors are saying this is needed from you, so we have to extend for them and do. So we see this. So I am bringing this story up just to keep my South Indian roots alive. So when Ramanujacharya was in Srirangam, he had this great desire that somebody should go to Tirumala and serve Balaji there. 1,000 years before, Tirupati is not what we see now. There was just Lord Balaji and wild animals, nothing else. So at that point, when Ramanujacharya wanted some of his disciples to go, a big assembly. Ramanujacharya had 7,000 disciples and 700 sannyasis, out of which nobody was raising hand. They were very reluctant. Who will go there in such a great forest and with wild animals? What will we do? But one devotee raised his hands, Ananta Alwan, and he said, I am ready to go. And the most difficult part was Ananta Alwan's wife was 7 months pregnant. So everybody was telling him, Hari, you told us, but what will happen to your wife? And then he goes to the house and tells that I have made this decision. She says, wonderful, I will come with you and I will serve to the best of my capacity. So this was the flexibility. This is the nature of Vaishnavas, that they are always flexible to fulfill the desires of their spiritual master. And next thing is, we should be moldable. Just like children play with this clay, so they make different toys, and after making one toy, they mash it up again and they make a ball, and again they start making different. So we should allow our spiritual master to mold us in a way which he wants us to be. So the greatest example of this is Srila Prabhupada. When we see Srila Prabhupada speaking about how he was getting these dreams of his spiritual master, take sannyas, and he says in that recording that I was bewildered when my Guru Maharaj was telling me to take sannyas. But when his factory was burning in Prayagraj, we could see that how he had this clear spiritual vision that Krishna is taking it away for me to go on a higher purpose. And then he took it up. Such surrender at the age of 70, he went all over the world and preached Krishna consciousness. So this is the quality of a disciple, that he should always be surrendered. So this we see that Icha, we can have our Ichas, but our desire should be only to fulfill the orders of our spiritual master and Vaishnavas. Few days before, I was hearing a lecture of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj. In that lecture, he was telling that as soon as we think we know what we want in life and what is good for us, we are in the hands of Maya. He says, as soon as we think we know what is good for us, we are in the hands of Maya. So who knows what is good for us? Our spiritual master knows what is good for us. So we have to always do what our spiritual master wants. When we do what we want, we would want to do it for name, fame, glory, prestige. Our Acharya says, Kanchana, Kirti, Pratishtara, Asha brings Vikshepa in our bhajan. Actually, if you see, the most nourishing aspect of our life is when we are in the association of devotees, when we serve Vaishnavas, when we serve our spiritual master, when we are chanting the holy names of the Lord, when we are serving Krishna. that brings real satisfaction to our life. Now, it may be we may be in the sky when we are getting the name, fame, prestige, and it would be so nice, but that is temporary. That will not satisfy the heart. Only thing which satisfies is following the orders of the spiritual master. That is extremely important. That is why we say that Guru Asha Shirodhar, whatever is the desires of our spiritual master, we should put it on our head. So, then we see that Srila Prabhupada says that Swayambhuva Manu was not at all attached to his position. But these days, modern political leaders, they always want position. However old they become, still they want the positions. Like we see, one political person, he was going and asking for votes in one of his constituents. So they were saying, "Are, last time also you told that you give me votes and I will do whatever is needed for you, and you did not do. And this time also you are telling, we will not believe you." So this politician was telling all the people in the constituency, "See, first time you voted for me, I kept everything. I earned whatever is needed for my family. Second time you voted for me, I earned whatever is needed for my relatives. Now the third time you elect, I will do whatever you want. But if you don't elect me and you elect one more person, first time he will also keep for his family, second time he will keep for his relatives, and the third time he will come back to you. So better you vote for me this time, I will do whatever you want." So this is the nature of modern day politics. First you keep for yourself, and then your family and your relatives, and then you do, if time permits, to the citizens. And however old you become, you want to be attached to the post and position. But here, Swayambhuva Manu was not attached. Sometimes you become relevant to the people when you become irrelevant. In the sense, when time comes, we have to get back. Most of the people, sometimes some devotees tell us that the problem is with the elders in their house because they micromanage. So when the stage comes, we have to give empowerment, we have to give encouragement, and we have to guide and become detached and not get into micromanagement. Whether it may be a family, whether it may be an organization, whether it is an institution. So sometimes we become relevant to the people by becoming irrelevant. This is what Swayambhuva Manu wants to do. Now this is time for him to go to Vanaprastha Ashram and serve Krishna, and he wants Priyavrata Maharaj to take it up. And then we see that why he was very scared, the term which is used in today's shloka is such a wonderful word, Vishaya Visha Jalasaya. Just to hear is so scary. It is filled with poison, ocean of poison of material entanglement or material desires. Bhava jaladigatanam dvandvavata hatanam sutadulitratrana balartitanam vishama vishayatoye majjatama plavanam bhavatu sharanam eko vishnuputo naranam. Vishama vishayatoye majjatama plavanam. The only shelter in this material ocean is to take shelter of Lord Krishna. The lotus feet of Lord Krishna. That is what Srila Prabhupada is mentioning in the purport today from a very beautiful song of Srila Narottama Das Thakur. Samsara Bishanale Divanishihi Ajwale. This is one of the favorite songs of Srila Prabhupada. When Malti Mataji asked Prabhupada, which is your favorite Vaishnava song? Prabhupada mentions about this song. And he asked Malti Mataji, what is your favorite? And she says, my favorite song is Sikshashtakam. So today we will also see something from Sikshashtakam just to honor this pastime. So this is a very, very vicious cycle of material desires, material entanglement, material duties. But how do we get out of this? Srila Prabhupada says, Golokair Premadhana Harinama Sankirtana. Just by Harinama Sankirtana. So we see Lord Chaitanya has given us this beautiful composition of Sri Sikshashtakam. The first verse of Sikshashtakam, we could all repeat together. Cheto darpanamarjanam bhavamaha dhavagni nirvapanam shreya kairava chandrika vitaranam విద్యావధూజీవనం ఆనందాంబుదివర్ధనం ప్రతిపదం పూర్ణామృతాస్వాదనం సర్వాత్మా స్నపనం పరం విజయతే శ్రీకృష్ణ సంకీర్తనం. మహాప్రభు శ్రీకృష్ణ సంకీర్తన పరం విజయతే శ్రీకృష్ణ సంకీర్తన బెస్ట్ హౌస్ సెవెన్ బెనిడిక్షన్స్ అపాన్ ద డివోటీస్ హు ఆర్ చాంటింగ్ వెరీ నైస్లీ. దో సెవెన్ బెనిడిక్షన్స్ ఆర్ గివెన్ ఇన్ ద ఫస్ట్ వర్డ్స్ ఆఫ్ శిక్షాష్టకం. ది ఫస్ట్ థింగ్ ఇస్ చేతో దర్పణ మార్జనం. ఇట్ క్లెన్సెస్ ది మిర్రర్ ఆఫ్ అవర్ హార్ట్ ఆర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్. See, when the mirror is not clear, sometimes it happens in the Brahmachari ashram, when devotees take hot butter bath, there is steam on the mirror. And when we are trying to shave, we are not able to see. And you have to go and clean the mirror, only then you can see how we are shaving. So unless and until the mirror is clear, we will not be able to see what exactly is happening. So until and unless we cleanse the mirror of our consciousness, we will not know what exactly we are. That is Jivera Swarupahoi Krishnera Nitya Das. We will not be able to understand this eternal truth that we are servants of Krishna. For that Cheto Darpana Marjanam, if we are doing Harinam Sankirtan properly, our consciousness is cleansed. That is the first benediction of Harinam Sankirtan, Cheto Darpana Marjanam. And the second thing is Bhava Maha Dhavagni Nirvapanam. Forest fire, great forest fire. In India, we do not know how dangerous is forest fire. But few months before, one guest was there from Australia. And that is the time when heat started increasing and there was a small fire on the mountain which you see. And he was telling, Prabhuji, did you see that? I said, what? I said, the fire on the hill. I said, okay. I said, no, it may catch the entire forest. I said, no, it does not happen like this. Prabhu, you don't know what is forest fire. I said, I know, here it happens like this and it gets up. So person who knows what is forest fire only can relate to it. So it is such a dangerous and a very, very difficult phenomena of forest fire. So Harinam Sankirtan, when we do it properly, it removes the forest fire of material existence. And then, Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam. Kairava is a special kind of lotus which is white in color, which blossoms in the moonlight. So Kairava here is compared to the soul which blossoms when the shower of Bhava Bhakti comes from Krishna. So Harinam Sankirtan showers the soul with Bhava Bhakti. And then Vidya Vadu Jeevanam. Vidya is transcendental knowledge. Vidya Vadu, the wife of transcendental knowledge, is bhakti. The jivanam of bhakti is Harinam Sankirtan. Vidya Vadu Jivanam. Raja Vidya, Rajaguhyam, Pavitram, Idam Uttamam. So that Vidya is bhakti and the jivanam of bhakti. Jivana is life. We cannot differentiate bhakti and Harinam Sankirtan. There is no getting diverse between these two. Bhakti is always with Harinam Sankirtan and bhakti is nourished by chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That is why Srila Prabhupada says 99% of our advancement in Krishna consciousness depends on chanting. So, Vidya Vadu Jeevanam Anandambudi Vardhanam. There are three types of Ananda. One is Bhogananda, happiness which we get from material pleasures. And then there is Brahmananda, which is merging into the Brahman. And the third type of ananda is the best kind of all anandas and which is eternally, that is premananda. So that kind of premananda, anandambudi vardhanam, it just keeps increasing, increasing, increasing and increasing when we chant the holy names of Krishna. And then there is prati padam purna amrita aswadanam. In bhoga, when we are behind some material gain or material sense gratification, there is bhoga tyaga, bhoga tyaga, bhoga tyaga. We want to enjoy it and then we get frustrated, we will do sankalpa that no, from today we are not going to do this. And after some time again we want it, after some times again we leave it. But the bhakti or the Harinam Sankirtan is such a thing, purna amrita aswadanam, there is no living. You don't feel like living Krishna, you don't feel like living chanting. Because every moment of the chanting nourishes us in such a way. పూర్ణామృత ఆస్వాదనం సర్వాత్మా స్నపనం. ఇట్ జస్ట్ క్లెన్సెస్ ది సోల్ విత్ ఆల్ అన్వాంటెడ్ కంటామినేషన్స్. దీస్ ఆర్ ద సెవెన్ బెనిడిక్షన్స్ ఆఫ్ హరినామ సంకీర్తన్. సో ఓన్లీ దిస్ హరినామ సంకీర్తన్ కెన్ బ్రింగ్ అస్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ దిస్ సంసార విష నలే, ది ఓషన్ ఆఫ్ మెటీరియల్ లైఫ్. సో హియర్ వి సీ దట్ నారద ముని వాజ్ యాక్చువల్లీ ప్రీచింగ్ టు ప్రియవ్రత మహారాజ్, అండ్ దెన్ వెన్ బ్రహ్మాజీ కేమ్ అండ్ దెన్ దే ఆల్ స్పోక్ అండ్ దే సెట్ ప్రియవ్రత యూ ప్లీజ్ టేక్ అప్ టు ది మెటీరియల్ డ్యూటీస్, నారద ముని వాజ్ ఓకే విత్ ఇట్. Sometimes various devotees have various ideas of how to serve Krishna, and they have this very strongly that this is the way, and that is the time when there is difference of opinion is when there is a chance of quarrel. But all quarrels can be mitigated when the devotees come together and talk to each other very openly and try to solve a problem. So here, Swayambhu Manu, Priyavrata, Narada and Brahmaji. All four of them had four different plans. All of them came together, spoke to each other and consolidated the issue. And at the end, everybody was happy. This is the way how we deal with the problems in Vaishnava circle. We come together and openly have a beautiful discussion and resolve on what is needed and what is the desire of spiritual master and Krishna. An honest discussion can only solve the problems. When we just keep our opinions or our ideas with us and just act ourselves on it, we will not be able to solve any of the problems. So this is how beautifully they had resolved. So if you see here that in Satya Yuga, Swayambhuva Manu was so scared of taking his responsibility ahead because he was very much scared of the material dualities or material desires, material contaminations and material affairs. So what to speak of Kali Yuga? When somebody is planning to accept a post, position, a responsibility, getting into married life, such a big thing it is in Kali Yuga. When there is no control over mind. But we see in our society, so many wonderful devotees are taking up so many big responsibilities. So many devotees are happily entering grihastha ashram and taking care of their family and begetting Krishna conscious children, raising them in Krishna consciousness, making them such wonderful leaders for our society. How all of this is happening? This is only happening because of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. This is only because of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. హేలోందూలిత ఖేదయా విషదయా ప్రాద్మీలితోన్మోదయ శ్రీచైతన్య దయానిదే తవ దయ. ఇట్ ఈస్ సెడ్ దట్ జస్ట్ బై లార్డ్ చైతన్య మహాప్రభుస్ మర్సీ ఎవ్రీబడి కెన్ గెట్ అవుట్ ఆఫ్ దేర్ మెటీరియల్ డిజైర్స్ అండ్ దేర్ మెటీరియల్ ఎంటాంగిల్మెంట్స్. అండ్ దట్ మహాప్రభుస్ మర్సీ హ్యాస్ కమ్ ఇన్ ఆర్ లైఫ్స్ త్రూ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద. యది ప్రభుపాద్న హోయితో కబేకి హోయితో జీవన ధరిత కీషే శ్రీ గౌరంగ నితాయేర్ మహిమ జగత. హూ వుడ్ హ్యావ్ ప్రీచ్డ్ ది గ్లోరీస్ ది మూమెంట్ ఆఫ్ నితాయ్ గౌరంగ, హూ వుడ్ హ్యావ్ డిస్ట్రిబ్యూటెడ్ ది మర్సీ ఆఫ్ నితాయ్ గౌరంగ ఇన్ ద ఎంటైర్ యూనివర్స్ ఇఫ్ ఇట్ వాజ్ నాట్ శీల ప్రభుపాద్. దిస్ ఇస్ అ బ్యూటిఫుల్ సాంగ్ రిటన్ బై హిజ్ హోలీనెస్ జయపతాక స్వామి మహారాజ్. సో the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, if we access that mercy of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda through Srila Prabhupada, through our spiritual master in our lives, in whatever position we are, in whatever ashram we are, in whatever situation we are, we can be out of our material desires and nicely, perfectly serve Krishna in whatever situation we may be in our life. Whether it is by leading our material responsibilities and even while leaving our body. So the perfect example of this mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya we can see in His Holiness Kadamba Kanana Swami Maharaj, who just left us 2 days before. What a great personality he was and what an exemplary life he led and what an exemplary way of living this world he has showed us. So today, in honor of His Holiness Kadamba Kanana Swami Maharaj, would like to share some of his incidences from his life. So His Holiness Kadamba Kanana Maharaj appeared on 12th of April 1953 in Amsterdam from a very, very wealthy business family. When he was 17, he was thinking that this is not life. Life means there should be some deep spiritual meaning. At age of 17, when usually at age of 17, everybody is distracted. And like this material entanglements, that is the age when we start going deep into material desires and entanglements. And Kadamba Kanana Maharaj was thinking that this is not life. Life means a great spiritual life. So he left Amsterdam and he came to India. And he was going to different temples and reading different literatures. And that is how slowly he came in the association of Srila Prabhupada in Vrindavan. And he joined Vrindavan in 1978, where he was initiated by His Holiness Jayadvaita Maharaj, his spiritual master. And he started serving ISKCON Vrindavan in various capacities. He was also temple president of Vrindavan, ISKCON Vrindavan, from 1990 to 1995. We also see the beautiful Pushpa Samadhi Mandir of Srila Prabhupada in Mayapur. That was also done under the guidance of His Holiness Kadamba Kanana Swami Maharaj. In 1995, when he was in ISKCON Vrindavan, when he was in bathroom, some of the envious people shot Maharaj in the morning at 4 a.m. when he was taking his bath in ISKCON Vrindavan. And he had his two bullets going in his body, and then somehow he survived. And then Maharaj says that he was not thinking, who did this? How dare somebody does this to me? What a great offense he has done. But he was telling, after the incident, he started taking shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam more and more and more. He was reading one chapter a day, every day of Srimad Bhagavatam. And after some days, when this person was brought in front of him, Maharaj said, just leave him, just forgive him, no need to do anything. And after 1995, His Holiness left from Vrindavan and he went to South Africa. And he was preaching there in 1999, he was awarded with sannyas by His Holiness Jayadvaita Maharaj. And he started serving in various capacities in South Africa. Actually, he is mentioned as a leader who has great knowledge and great managerial skills. Bhakti Rasamrita Maharaj was saying yesterday that it was such a great combination in Kadamba Kanana Maharaj. And wherever there was need, he would be there. In South Africa, he was saying, Jayadvaita Maharaj was saying that it was so easy for him to preach to the Indians of South Africa, who were very wealthy, who would take care of sadhus very nicely. And he was saying they cook fantastic feasts whenever they go to their house. But Kadamba Kanana Maharaj did not venture into preaching to the Indians of South Africa, but he ventured into preaching the blacks of South Africa, which was a very, very difficult task. And he was organizing various programs by which he inspired hundreds of black men of South Africa to take to Krishna consciousness. And we see his services in Vrindavan, we see his services in Mayapur, we see his services in South Africa, we see his services in Amsterdam, Dutch, Germany, Hungary, UK. And we see his most incredible services in his last part of the life in New York City. When he understood that New York is such an important city in Srila Prabhupada's movement, from 2017 to 2020, he spent his maximum time in Brooklyn, New York, and he got his men from different parts of the world to serve there and improved the temple in New York and established the preaching, systematic preaching in New York City. He is such a wonderful Vaishnava, such loving Vaishnava. When I went to Kartik Yatra this year with the Brahmacharis, we had the great fortune to go to Maharaj's apartment and see him. When I was there, he took 1.5 hours to come out of his washroom. And his servant, a very good friend of mine, Jagannath Prabhu, was telling me, because of Maharaj's cancer throughout his body, it takes him such a long time. He says the entire chest is filled with cancer. And when he came after 1.5 hours out, he had such beautiful smile on his face and he was telling, thank you so much Prabhu for coming all the way and waited for me patiently and got me, we gave Maharaj some Mahaprasad of Radha Vrindavan Bihari, and he was telling, I am so grateful that you bought me mercy of Radha Vrindavan Bihari. And I was telling Maharaj, please come to Govardhan Eco Village sometime. And then Maharaj said, I am done now, you should call Keshava Maharaj. He was telling like that. And I was talking to his disciples and he was saying, how is Maharaj's now health now and what does he feel now? And he was saying that he is in such a pain, but none of the devotees can understand that what pain he is going through. His servant was telling me that devotees were coming and telling him, Maharaj, you should take a second opinion because we don't feel that you are in great pain, you are in cancer. You are so lively, you are preaching so nicely, you are doing kirtan so wonderfully. Maharaj was into music, he was a musician before he came to Krishna consciousness. Like we see, his KKS kirtans are such world famous kirtans. So his servant was telling, some of the devotees came and they were saying, Maharaj, we are feeling so sad for you. Then Maharaj said, actually, you should not feel sad for me. I am feeling sad for you because I am leaving this world and going to Krishna, but you are going more and more deep into this world. So Maharaj was all loving. His kirtans were wonderful. His classes were so deep. And his last days in Vrindavan, he decided that I will not take treatment, but I will just stay in Sri Vrindavan Dham and prepare to leave his body. And that is what he did. And His Holiness Jayadvaita Maharaj yesterday was telling that last 3-4 days he could not speak anything. He was so weak. But just moments before his leaving his body, and he gathered all his energy and told one word, mission. And then he wanted to tell it again, but he did not have that much energy. Jayadvaita Maharaj was telling that the entire life of Kadambakanana Maharaj was dedicated to mission, and at the time of his death also he was remembering the mission of Srila Prabhupada, and that is an instruction to all of us that we have to serve and do the best of our capacity to serve in the mission of Srila Prabhupada. That was the life of His Holiness Kadambakanana Swami Maharaj. Day before yesterday, on the day when Tukaram Maharaj, the great saint, also descended to Vaikuntha, His Holiness Kadambakanana Maharaj also left his body at 12:08 p.m. in the afternoon. So as Srila Gurudev was telling in a Gaur Purnima class, that this is the greatest wealth of a Vaishnava, to remember the contributions of the devotees, to encourage them, to appreciate them. Only by the mercy of great souls, only by the mercy of our spiritual master, only by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we can really appreciate the contributions done by other devotees. Recognition and appreciation of the contributions done by other devotees is the greatest wealth. So on this day, we are remembering and praying and offering our deep gratitude to His Holiness Kadambakanana Swami Maharaj. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashthaya Bhutale Srimate Kadambakanana Swamin Nitinamine Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. His Holiness Kadambakanana Swami Maharaj Ki, Srila Prabhupada Ki, Ananta Koti Vaishnava Bhakta Brindaki. Hare Krishna. Thank you all very much. Any questions or comments? Yes, Mataji.
Dandavat Pranam Prabhuji, thank you for wonderful class. I liked your this practical point you mentioned, that when there are problems between devotees, they should openly discuss. That is the way forward. And that's the way. But when, say, one devotee is keen but other one is not, then what is the solution if they don't talk? Then that is a problem, right? And it hurts until you talk and clear, there is a pain in the heart, right? It depends on what happened, how serious it was. So if the other person doesn't want to talk, then what do we do?
So this is a general difficulty which we see in the Association of Vaishnavas, that one is very rigid on his point and the other person does not want to express his points. So at least what I have seen in the Association of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj is once one devotee, I won't mention the place, but one devotee came to Maharaj and he was complaining, "Maharaj, this devotee is like this, this devotee has this problem." And then Maharaj's eyes became red in color, and I was seeing how angry he was. Red means dark red. And he said, "Don't talk to me if you want to complain and criticize devotees." The way he said, we were actually shocked how Maharaj is speaking so heavily on him. And the next moment, Maharaj became very quiet and he said, "Prabhu, this is not the way which we resolve the contradictions in Vaishnava culture. Whatever problem you have, you write it and give it to me. It is my responsibility. I will sit in a meeting and solve the problem." So Maharaj gave a very wonderful balanced approach, that keeping things with ourselves, sometimes devotees just keep things in their heart, and we can clearly see that that affects the behavior of the devotee when he is behaving this particular Vaishnava, when he is dealing with this particular Vaishnava. That becomes a Vaishnava aparat. So the best thing is to do is relieve oneself from Vaishnava aparat, is just openly tell to him if we have that relationship. If we do not have that relationship, if we have not invested well with that person, you go to his authority and tell him very humbly that these are the things which are there, Prabhu. And then this authority speaks to him, or all of them sit together and speak to him. That is the best way in which we can get out of the controversies. But keeping it in the heart is very, very dangerous for one's Krishna consciousness.
Yes, Prabhuji, actually my point was, I didn't clear. Yeah, thank you, that's good. What I'm trying to say is that there are two people. One is, other person is hurt, and say A is hurt and B is saying sorry. But A is saying that I'm not hurt, everything is okay, let it go, let it go. But they are hurt. But okay, they don't want to openly talk about it. So meanwhile, the B is suffering, thinking that he's committed Vaishnava aparat. And A is saying everything is okay, but they are maintaining distance.
So what I heard from His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj's lecture is, when we are truly asking forgiveness, when our intent is very clear and we are humble enough to go and fall at the feet of Vaishnavas and ask sorry without any duplicity, our offense is forgiven. And it is up to, if he is holding the grudge, then that is a problem for that particular Vaishnava. But in the eyes of Krishna, we are done. We are relieved only when our apology is sincere and from the core of our heart.
And if they maintain distance, then that's
Then we have to maintain healthy distance.
Yes, Prabhuji. Thank you. That has cleared the doubt. Hare Krishna.
Any comments, Prabhu? Madhav Chandra Prabhu, would you like to say something?
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you for giving a little brief summary of Maharaj's contribution. Thank you for reminding us to remember and, you know, offer our gratitude to Maharaj's services, what he had done. Some extraordinary services he had rendered. The loss is ours only. And, but I think Gaurang Prabhu was sharing, you know, this is the reality. Prabhupada had given a mission. So we take inspiration from their life and then we need to contribute, we need to serve. So thank you for recounting and giving a summary of Maharaj's life. And
Hare Krishna. Thank you. So I was hearing from once Guru Maharaj was going in the... it is time, I'll just tell one thing. And he was just going in the vehicle and he was telling one devotee that the place of Vaishnava Memorial, all of you went to Vaishnava Memorial, he was saying that this is the most special place in entire Vrindavan forest. He said this is the place of separation from the Vaishnavas. He said this is the place where one should cry tears of gratitude. He said this is a Vaishnava who cries tears of gratitude, who remembers the contributions of Vaishnavas, is a real Vaishnava. Maharaj was telling this, and he said the entire Vaishnava memorial should be very secluded so that devotees should go and cry there, he was telling. Remembering the Vaishnavas. And we see that how Radhanath Maharaj, Srila Gurudev, in his love to Krishna, he has never forgotten the contributions of Vaishnavas. He actually placed Vaishnava memorial in between Vrindavan forest. That is a devotee. Vaisakhi Prabhu was telling, we were walking with Guru Maharaj up the towards the Govindaji temple, and Vaisakhi Prabhu was running from behind, and he said, Radhanath Swami, Radhanath Swami. And then Maharaj said, yes Prabhu, I went to Vaishnava memorial and I was just so much remembering your contributions. In remembering this Vaishnavas is a great contribution to the society. And then he was patting Guru Maharaj and he was saying, this is a Vaishnava, this is a Vaishnava. So we should never and ever forget devotees. We should never and ever forget the contributions of the devotees. We should always be grateful to the Vaishnavas for their services and what they have done in our lives. Hare Krishna. Anybody else? Any comments or points? Okay. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Anant Koti Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki jai.